Imagine you are a Green Beret commanding a U.S. Army Special Forces unit in enemy territory in Somalia. It's time to get your soldiers out. You make it through a bunch of enemy checkpoints to reach your contacts, and you get your men successfully airlifted out. There's only one problem. You're still here. Now you have to make your own escape alone through miles of enemy territory. Sounds scary? It does to me. This story is true. It was a real-life experience of the man we'll meet today. He served for 20 years as a Green Beret and learned a lot of lessons about leading men in the field. Now he is communicating those lessons of leadership all over the globe, and he's based in rural Kansas. Be ready to salute. This is today's Kansas Profile. Meet Mark Johnson. Mark is president of Camouflage Communication, Inc. and a professional speaker, but his primary career was in the U.S. Army Special Forces. Mark grew up around Kansas City. He described himself as a military brat as his parents moved around on assignment, but he graduated from Lawrence High School and went through the ROTC program at KU. He participated in an ROTC basic camp in Fort Knox, Kentucky. He's a big, strong guy, and some friends encouraged him to join the U.S. Army Special Forces. Well, it sounded exciting, jumping out of airplanes and facing adventure, so he gave it a try. Mark had a 20-year career in the military, and listen to this. He performed missions in more than 50 countries, rose to the rank of lieutenant colonel, and received over 20 awards and decorations. In combat during Operation Desert Storm, he led his Green Beret unit in special operations, which included reconnaissance, combat search and rescue, direct action, and coalition support. He was awarded the Bronze Star, the Combat Infantryman's Badge, the Valorous Unit Citation, the Kuwaiti Liberation Medal, the Defense of Saudi Arabia Medal, and the Southwest Asia Service Award. He is a master parachutist and earned advanced parachutist badges from 12 foreign nations. Wow. Mark's last assignment was as director of the ROTC program at Pittsburgh State University here in Kansas. He thought about that ROTC basic camp that he had attended in Kentucky years ago and set a goal that Pittsburgh State would send 50 students to that camp. Well, that's fine, his assistant said, but we've never sent more than 7 students to that camp, and most years we've sent 1 or 2 or 0, and no school in history has ever sent more than 25. But Mark set out to pursue his goal. That first year, Pittsburgh State didn't send 50 students to that camp. It sent 52 students. Yes, Mark had more than achieved his goal. Now Mark has retired from the military. He has written a book and is sharing with others his message of achieving goals and motivating people. He is so motivational that he has been called Mark the Spark. So you're a Green Beret, and you have successfully airlifted your men out of enemy territory in Somalia. Now you have to make the great escape yourself. Mark Johnson faced that situation and made it through enemy checkpoints to escape Somalia successfully. He faced combat in the Persian Gulf and grueling conditions in foreign countries around the world. Yet his real goal is to make a difference in people's lives, and he is doing that by sharing his message today. Yes, we salute Mark Johnson and others who serve their country and are now working to make it even better.